who's accused of aiding and abetting. Barry Weir has this report.
Sir Geoffrey Donald.
He's approaching 3 years as DUP leader and is its main voice at Westminster.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Initially an Ulster Unionist MP from 1997, before defecting because of the Good Friday Agreement. The Troubles have a unique link to his family. His cousin was the first policeman murdered by the IRA in 1970. On social media, it appears his accounts have been deleted. He's due before magistrates towards the end of April, so 3 months after leading his party back to Stormont, he'll be in court in Uri.
A Tory donor who gifted £5 million to the party has been given a knighthood. Rishi Sunak's faced criticism for including Sir Mohammed Mansour on the Easter honours list. The Syrian army says several people, including civilians, have been killed in Israeli airstrikes near Aleppo. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says a missile depot belonging to militant group Hezbollah was targeted. Israel's yet to comment. A man arrested over the death of Gogglebox star George Gilby has been released under investigation. He fell over while at work on Wednesday. Xavi Alonso has ended speculation he could be the next Liverpool manager. The former midfielder has confirmed he'll remain as head coach of Bayer Leverkusen. Current boss Jurgen Klopp will leave Anfield at the end of this campaign. He says Alonso's doing a great job in Germany.
Leverkusen has a good team, probably will keep the team together. I think that's possible this year as well, so it's not all years like that. And so I understand that he wants to do that. And for the other stuff, it's nothing I have to say about, to be honest.
Louis Gossett Jr., the first black man to win a Best Supporting Actor Oscar, has died aged 87. He won the prize for his role as the intimidating marine drill instructor in An Officer and a Gentleman. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight we'll see cloud and showers diminish, leaving plenty of clear spells. Clouds will increase from towards dawn with a gentle breeze. The sun sets at 6:28 tonight and overnight lows of 4. Now, tomorrow will become cloudy in the morning with showery spells of rain developing in the afternoon. The rain will be heavy in spots for some of us as well, but with highs of 13.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome to the start of the bank holiday weekend here on Drive. Huge shout to Patrick, we'll be catching up with him in a minute, of course. We've got 3 hours of fabulous music, your favourite features. We have a new survey alert. Also be hearing from Xanthi with her greatest pick just for you. But let's kick off this Friday with Ollie Moores. Our Essex boy, dance with me tonight.
Treat for you tonight. I'm gonna call my friend Ollie up here to sing to you ladies. Ollie! Let's go, man.
My name is Ollie, nice to meet you. Can I tell you, baby? Look around, there's a whole lot of pretty ladies, but none like you. You shot so bright.
Patrick. Just want you to dance with me tonight.
Oh, you're
Patrick
blessed.
How are you? You doing all right?
Right? Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm all right. Thank you.
You look very well. And again, the sun's come out. As you start speaking, what's going on?
I booked it, so, you know.
Did you?
Okay.
You said seven minutes past three.
Sun, can you come out, please?
If you wouldn't mind. Just take your hat off.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Actually, it's supposed to be a nice little bit until we get to the time for sunset tonight. It's supposed to be quite nicer this evening.
It is, actually. You can see it is brightening up. If you're around Brentwood Way, it's lovely.
Absolutely.
If you're a little bit further afield, let us know. radio@phoenixfm.com.
Why not?
Yes,
why
we
not?
Get a lot of people listening in from out of Essex as well.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's all lovely thing. So, so it's been a strange one for you today, Patrick.
Yeah, well, it has, really.
It?
I mean, second year running that I've done a show on a Good Friday afternoon, because I thought I should. And so we've had just a little bit of appropriate content, not very much, but just a bit of that gently this afternoon, reminding ourselves, you know, what the purpose of Good Friday is, to remember it, and what many people will be in church this afternoon remembering. Because between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock is actually the time when many churches have a particular event going on. So and there's been a lot of walks of witness in the morning as well, around and about, and been one of those in Brentwood, Billericay, Hutton had one, Chelmsford, etc. So all of those have been going on today as well. And of course I couldn't do those either. So it's kind of a strange one, but there'll be a very quiet little service going on in Chelmsford Cathedral at 5:15 this afternoon, and I'm toying with going down to that.
You know you're going to do that.
You know you're going to go.
That's going to happen.
I expect I am, really. Because it just feels right to be there. But I was there last night. They had another service to mark the Thursday evening. And so we had that last night as well. So I was there for that. And of course, then Easter Sunday morning will be spectacular. At the cathedral, there'll be a big service at 9:30, and then there'll be another big one at 11:15. So 9:30 is family orientated, and then 11:15 is the one where all the incense comes out, and the Bishop of Chelmsford herself will be taking that one. So it'll be lots going on Easter Sunday. As we said last week, you just have to look up a church near you and then find what's going on. And every church everywhere, I guarantee, will have a service
something
on Sunday morning.
On. Yeah, locally to you, no matter where
absolutely.
You are. Yeah. Oh, Patrick, that's lovely. Yes. Well, have you got a shoot off today again, or you?
Well, I say not particularly. If I'm going to be there for 5:15,
you're still toying with the idea.
I think I probably will, but I expect if you'll put up with me, I'll hang around a bit longer.
Come on, then. Do you fancy a little dance?
Yeah.
What we got? Oh, anxious. We got Shy Boy on. Bananarama. It's an 80s track. Let's go for that one.
Oh yeah, we can dance to that.
We can have a dance to that.
Yeah.
Come on, Patrick. Patrick Sherwin in a minute, just to catch up, see what else he's going to be up to soon. But before then, if you've got a request, it is Bank Holiday Friday as well. We've got Monday, we'll be back on Monday as well. So if you have a request, this is your show, it's not mine. Let me know what you want. Radio@phoenixfm.com or on my socials at Joe Bailey Music. Just add Lynn did, and she wants Weekend with Blinding Lights, and that'll be coming up soon, as well as Patrick.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 71 4477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222-932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Wonder what that noise was. I just trod on somebody's crisp in the studio. And I know it's not Patrick, because you're appetited.
I one, I don't bring crisps into the studio. I hardly eat crisps. And certainly, I wouldn't be throwing them all over the floor if I was.
What's that? It's one of the crisps.
Honestly, I don't know.
You can tell I've not been around. I'm not hoovered this week.
So all the boys have been around, just chucking their food all over the place.
I'll feel like Joe a hoover up. That's all right. I think that's what it is.
No sexist behaviour in this place.
No, of course there's not.
No, absolutely not.
No. I don't know.
Oh, dear.
Patrick, so you've got a busy weekend exciting weekend that you
love. Yeah, well, again, it's just personally not doing any of it, but just kind of like just other than just attending it and going to it. All good.
Nice one. So, and again, if you want to have a look for your local churches and stuff like that, as I said, there is a website, isn't there?
Right.
Maybe you should put it at the bottom of all your links that you have, really.
Church near you.
Church near you, and it comes up.
It just comes up. You put your postcode in, and it bobs around and finds out all the ones in your... It doesn't do you just one. It gives you a whole number of ones all in your local area.
Yeah. So do you get many coming into your local church around this time of year? So it's more people now than
cathedral.
Usual. Yeah.
Cathedral was always very busy.
Is it?
So we had a service last Sunday for Palm Sunday, where we just had the main one at 10:30 rather than we normally have 9:30 and 11:15. So we did 10:30. We had 223 on Sunday for that.
Nice.
Mixed ages, mixed races. It was really good. It was really good. And then I expect that we'll have a lot of people at both of them on Sunday morning, I imagine so.
Okay.
So we even had last night, so it's not that many, but last night we had 7 o'clock on Thursday evening. We had 55 last night, I think.
So Patrick, you was also talking about music. What is your favourite style of music? If there was like a spotlight on you and you just had to choose one, what would it actually be?
Do you know what? Well, I think I'd find that really tough and really difficult, to be perfectly honest. I don't think it would work, to be honest.
It's too difficult.
It's too difficult. I've always, when I used to do the evening shows, I used to say, when I put something out, you will have an eclectic music mix. Yeah. And that's really what it would be, really. And I've always kind of like taken the view that but I mean, you don't like to quote him sometimes because of some things that happened around him, but John Peel used to say, the legendary John Peel used to say, there's only two types of music, good music and I shall say, not good music. He didn't quite put it like that. Yeah. But yeah, and so I think you can have all kinds of songs, all kinds of music that's like that. I like songs really that often that have got something in the words that's actually something that's interesting.
Meaningful, yeah.
Within the words. I quite like that, always. But then, you know, we were talking about earlier, I mean, okay, I was younger back in the day, but all the Motown tracks, I just really loved the sound of the Motown tracks and things like that, really. And then, I actually quite like a bit of jazz as well. All sorts, really, is the answer. I genuinely like all sorts. And, you know, and I have classical on in the car as well, so all sorts of music.
Yeah, actually, it's World Piano Day today as well.
World Piano Today, yes.
It is World Piano Day today.
And I left mine at home. I don't know.
So, actually, my 4 at 4:30 today at Drive is going to be, actually, piano-led songs. So anything think, or even if it's got piano in the title. So if anyone's home,
like piano, about Billy Joel, Piano Man.
Oh well, that might be on the list, Patrick. I'm not sure. But if anybody at home would like one of their favourite piano led songs, they can. I'll lock it in for you. I might even do 5 or 6. It doesn't have to be 4 or 4:30. Okay. It just rhymes, so that's why I say 4 or 4:30. Okay. But it's normally 5 anyway when I'm
alone.
So anything with piano in the title, or anything with a piano
It's featuring a piano in the song.
We'll have that at 4:30 today, and you can radio at phoenixfm.com or get hold of me on my socials at Joe Bailey Music or Twitter, X as it is now, Joe Bailey Music 1. So you could do that as well. So I'm looking forward to going to be playing a little bit later, because I don't know, because I have to wait for people
just
to let me know.
Over to the listeners.
It's so much easier. Yeah, I'm lazy. That's what it is. Yeah, you found out my rouge. Right, so I am going to play, because you like a bit of soul as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to play Sam and Dave's Soul Man. We've got Weekend with Blinding Lights for Lynn. Yeah, it is coming up. And then we're going to find out what's going on the roads. I just think it's going to be holiday travel today.
It's been a strange one, because it was busy at lunchtime, and then it wasn't so bad late, the second one that I did.
Yeah.
Okay, so how was it for you driving in?
It was fine. It was really quick.
See, so it just depends, I think.
Lovely jubbly. So we'll see. Yeah. It might only be like less than a minute. It might break a record today. We'll find out. But anyway, Sam and Dave with Soul Man. We've got Weekend Blinding Lights for Lynn after that, and then we'll be finding out what's going on the roads. Yeah, another dance, Patrick.
Yeah, why not?
listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
I'm a little bit out of breath and I've just been sitting on the chair dancing to that. Thanks for that one, Lynn. Patrick was literally just about to leave and dancing along to that one as well. Again, next time, make sure you watch on Mixcloud next Friday, just after 3 o'clock, because I'm going to do it. I'm going to put the camera on you, Patrick. That's what I'm going to have to do. But Patrick, have a lovely weekend, won't you, Patrick? Excellent stuff. Right, coming up in a second, we've got Mark King, Level 42. Love that track, Lessons in Love. And after that, we've got a 3 at 3:30. Well, it's our Home and Away, songs that were number one on this day, all from different countries, all coming up. And all I want you to do is guess the year. But first, we've got the travel coming up in a second.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, there's slow traffic on the A120 Coleshill Road eastbound before the A12 S Junction 25. Travel time there is around 15 minutes. Over in Chelmsford, slow traffic there and heavier than normal actually on the A12 northbound at Junction 18. That's at Danbury. Over in Harlow, traffic easy on the M11 northbound between Junction 7 and Junction 7A. Let's have a look over, see what's going on there. Yes, Hertfordshire northbound is closed on the A12. A1M if you're heading that way. Queuing traffic due to roadworks until the early hours of Saturday morning. Welling Bypass Road to Broadhill Way at Stevenage South. So be careful if you are travelling that way today. Now, a little bit closer to home, we've got slow traffic on the A12 westbound before the 406 North Circular Road. If you're heading anywhere near the Redwood roundabout, you're looking at a travel time there of 10 minutes. Now, let's have a look at the tunnel, shall we? There's queuing traffic due to an accident on the M25 anti-clockwise at Junction 1A. That's at Swanscombe. Congestion to Swanley Interchange, but looking all locally in Brentwood and looking over in Billericay, all looking pretty good. So, heading over to the Row. Again, not too bad there for us and nothing really to report about, but let's head over to the Tube. Minor delays on the Central Line due to cancellations. Underground station closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town. Station exit only on the Northern Line at Camden Town. No service on the Elizabeth Line between Abbeywood and Stratford and between Abbeywood and London Paddington. Reduced service on the Elizabeth Line as well due to London Paddington and Maidenhead. Basically, lots of engineering works going on the Elizabeth Line. Do check with the timetable. And finally, there's no service on the Docklands Light Railway between Tower Gateway and Shadwell. And no service on the Docklands Light Railway between West Ferry, Canning Town, between Canary Wharf and Canning Town, and between Canary Wharf and Stratford. And the trains are not stopping southbound at West India Quay. There'll be more travel updates from me in an hour. Just before R3 at 3:30, we're going back to the 80s.
Hi, this is Mark King from Level 42, and you're listening to Phoenix FM. Dave.
your Friday going? It's lovely having a day off, right? Oh, yes. Right. Now, it's time for our free 34. There's going to be more songs than that as well. So 3:34, we've got four songs. I'm getting all tongue-tied here. Basically, we're going to play four tracks that were number one on this day from the different parts of the world. Now, we're going to be kicking off with Kylie Minogue in a second. Then we are actually coming back to the UK, where it was number one. Aswad is coming up after that. And then we've got some... We're going all over the place, basically. But the first one... Actually, Kylie Minogue actually came over to London to work with Stock Aitken and Waterman, you know, the production team, and they didn't really know much about Kylie. She had a hit with Locomotion and stuff like that, but they'd actually forgotten that she was arriving. So what they did, they thought, right, we've got to get something sorted. So they wrote a song literally in 40 minutes, and it's this one, and it was number one in Australia on this day, but which year?
Sensation.
number one for Azrad. Oh, I remember that back in the day. Loved that one when I was a kid. As well as Don't Turn Around, actually, as well, it was also recorded by, it was a B-side. I can't remember what the single was for, but it was definitely Tina Turner had recorded that one as well. So we have been to Australia. We've just heard the number one from the UK. Now we're going to head over to Germany, see what's number one there. And then after that, we're going to finish off with another cracker. There was number one on this day. In which year? In Canada. Do you know what the years are yet? You can let me know if you want. Radio@phoenixfm.com. It's just a bit of fun, though. that was number one as well in over 25 countries, but we have been all over the place to find out was number one on this day. I keep forgetting what is, we're in March, let alone what the date is. Friday the 29th of March. The year was 1988, and what a classic it was. Well done if you got that right. Give yourself a tap on the back. Go on, pull over. Give yourself a tap on the back for that one. It's a brilliant one. Well, I would have thought it was a couple of years earlier than that, but that just shows you what I know, really, doesn't it? But there you go. Right, now, coming up, we've got a short break, and we find out about what's going on with events as well. And I'll tell you what other international day it is today.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Why, it's one for your diary. Saturday the 20th of April. It will soon be here. It's Opera for All. Now, it's at the Towngates Theatre, St Martin's Square in Basildon. It's a very special concert featuring Roderick Williams and friends, plus the Thames Opera Company Chorus. It's going to be hosted by Ian Skelly. It's a 7pm kickoff. The tickets are from £19.50. No, the tickets are £19.50. Concessions are also available. For more information, you can go to towngatetheatre.co.uk or, of course, you can come to the phoenixfm.com website, go to the events page and you will find it on Saturday the 20th of April, Opera for All.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, if you was listening in when I was chatting to Patrick just after 3 o'clock, you'll know that our four at 4:30 today are all going to be songs with either the piano in the title or just a piano-led track. Did you hear my voice went again then? I was getting excited about that one. So that's all coming up at 4:30. You know how to get hold of me by now, so I won't go through all that again. But if you've got one, I will still lock it in for you, even if there's five or six. I'll sneak them in. It is Good Friday after all, right? Anyway, it's also World Piano Day. So whether you're into classical or pop, piano features sort of in everyday soundtracks of our lives, don't they? So let's celebrate by attempting again to learn the piano. I have been doing that for about 30 years now and still haven't cracked it. But the most conventional way is the music theory. And of course, yes, it's super important, but it's good just to learn a few chords so you can sort of rock up any keyboard or piano there is. And there's loads of actually videos online as well and social media that can help you teach the total basics for free. So it's just basic few chords, but do you want a factoid? Come and then, right, fact 1709. Now this will, you're laughing at me, but this will come up in a quiz, I'm telling you, ready? Right, so the fact is 1709 by harpsichord maker Bartolomeo, Di Francesco Cristofori. Yeah, that's a great accent I've got there. Now one of Cristofori's original pianos is still in existence at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. So he was the very first maker of a piano. There you go, 1709. So, Tenuous Link is my old piano. With Diana Ross. No, I wasn't going to play Chaz and Dave. My old piano from 1980. Now we are going to end up with the last hour with Rip It Up and Razor Light coming up next. But in the second hour drive, we're going to have Xanthi's greatest pick, R4 at 4:30. Of course, a brand new survey as well. And I'll be telling you the answer to this. You ready? There's around 20% of us carry this with us at all times. What is it? I'll let you know after the news.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.